Nick, take us through this week. Fast start for you, not as fast finish, though.
Yeah, no, I didn't have the weekend I was hoping for, obviously. Just a lot of positives to take away, though. I mean, I learned a lot. I had a lot of support out here, which was amazing. And I learned a lot how to, you know, handle my emotions, handle myself out there and with that support. And it's just going to be beneficial for me in the long run, I think.
Your gallery was getting bigger as the days went on this week. How many people did you recognize? Sounded like almost everybody was from your neighborhood.
Yeah, I recognized a lot of them. A lot of friends and family out there. And it was just amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. It really is. The support I have, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. If you go into golf course design, are you going to redo the ninth hole? I don't think
no,
it was your
No, absolutely
friend.
Not. I don't blame the course. I blame myself. You know, it's just an anomaly. Obviously, two doubles on that hole is kind of weird and funky. But you know what? It is what it is. It happened. I learned a great deal, obviously, from a lot of my mistakes out there this week. And it's just going to motivate me to get better, this whole thing. I'm getting closer to winning out here. I know it's going to come. But I really want to do it before the season ends.
I was going to say, the weekend, you know, it seemed like the conditions got better and you weren't able to match what you did the first 2 days when you played some great golf in really bad weather.
I know,
weather.
It's kind of weird. It's just golf. Can't really explain it. Normally I get better as tournaments go on, but I clearly did not this week. And, you know, I'll just talk through it with Brett, my swing coach, and we'll, you know, assess my game. And I got a week off here, so it's going to be a good opportunity for me to work hard and really attack what I need to work on.
Okay, where do you play next, and have you already, or will you try to qualify for U.S.
Open? I will try to qualify for U.S. Open. That's what's next, June 7th. I'll be in Springfield, Ohio, trying to, you know, do that. And then I'll go straight to Greenville for the next Corn Ferry event, for my next Corn Ferry. I'm taking Raleigh off.
And are you a cheerleader for the next couple of days for the Illini? It looks
I'm a
like
cheerleader
they're
for the Illini. If the Illini make the final match, I'm going out there 100% about it, you know, with my week off. And I am pulling hard for them. I don't know how they finished today, but I think they were doing well when I teed off.
Patrick, obviously a great weekend for you, and how good did it feel just to see your name going up and up on the leaderboard as you made some birdies this weekend?
Yeah, it felt incredible. I mean, to get a sponsor exemption and then to capitalize and to play well in front of all my friends and family who are out watching, and then also to have Nick behind me with all his friends and family, it just was an incredible atmosphere. Definitely got the juices flowing, but playing in front of home fans is just, it's just as good as it gets, so I'm incredibly happy.
I was going to say, your gallery and his kind of mixed together. It looked like there was at least 400 people out there following you guys around.
Yeah, it was pretty damn cool. So playing at home is just incredible. But to have this many people come out to play well, to then have Nick playing really well too, it was pretty special. We were really hoping to get paired together, but it was about as close as you could possibly get. So yeah, I'm thrilled with how I played. It was so much fun to capitalize on the sponsor exemption, and I'm incredibly grateful to WGA for the opportunity.
Nick is still trying to figure out how he was hot when the weather was cold, and as the weather warmed up, he didn't warm up with it. You seemed to heat up as you got into the better temps this weekend.
Yeah, it was just steady. I think to start, I just had a good, solid mentality where I was trying not to worry too much about the scores, just focus on doing as well as I possibly could. I think the weather almost helped me in the fact that it didn't allow me to think about anything else, like making the cut or what I was at. You had to be so laser focused on what you were doing, because with the rain and the wind, if you were off a little bit, it could get really squirrely. So I think that weather kind of helped me focus on just what I was doing in the moment. And then kind of going into the weekend, having all my friends and family out there, you're just trying to put on a good show. So like for every shot, I was just trying to hit as good a shot as possible. Obviously, towards the end there, I was thinking about making the top 25, getting the next week, making enough points to play the rest of the year. There's a lot that goes into it, but I was really proud of how I just kind of focused on what I could control.
I was going to say, now, do you get to play next week, and will you play next week?
Yes, I'm in the Raleigh next week, which is huge. So I got to book my flight and get that figured out.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Today, it seemed like every time you had one of those, we'll call it the in-between range, where you got to think about that second putt a little bit, you made those. How big was that for you?
Huge. I'd say you make a couple of those and your confidence goes way up. On top of that, just, just huge for keeping momentum going. But yeah, I was bogey-free on the weekend, which I'm incredibly proud of. I'm not sure if I've ever done that before. And to do it on this scene was really, really special.
Is this your best finish on Corn Ferry?
It is, yeah, best finish at the Corn Ferry.